Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, I'm doing a Week 2 NFL preseason game preview between the Atlanta Falcons and the New York Jets. So if you enjoy this video or episodes of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips which are on Instagram at 100th Football and our podcast. They will anywhere list the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio. If you have a Google or like a home device, just talk to it and say, hey, play 100th Football, and it will. So you can find us on a variety of different platforms each and every single day, over 1,000 episodes on our podcast and well over 1,000 on Facebook and on YouTube. So go over there, check us out. And be sure to turn on notifications so you don't miss a single episode. Let's get into this one here. The Falcons versus the Jets, week two of the NFL preseason. Let's do a quick recap what happened last week before we get into the preview for this matchup. Falcons got the win last week against the Detroit Lions, 27-23. I did a video on this doing a more in-depth recap, so if you want to go check that out. But just a little quick notes version here. Marcus Mariota had a great day. 2 of 2, 36 yards, not too bad. And then Desmond Ridder came in to save the day, helping get the game-winning drive. 10 of 22, 100-plus yards, 2 touchdowns, no INTs. You love to see it. Running game, he also led the way, did Ridder 6 carries, 59 yards, close to 10 yards per average. We all know that for the Falcons, Drake London did get banged up a little bit, and he was kind of the main story there in terms of the receiving core. But the main issue that the Falcons are going to have this upcoming week is the defense. I'll get into more of that in a minute. But they gave up close to, if not more, than 400 yards of offense against the Detroit Lions, something that they need to be working on throughout the week. Let's go over to the Jets, see how they did last week against the Philadelphia Eagles. Got the close win, 24-21, and once again, the injury bug happened again for a different team. This one, we all know Zach Wilson got hurt. It looked really bad at first. People were saying potential torn ACL. Turns out it's not going to be that bad. He's going to be out for a few weeks and will miss more than likely the rest of the preseason. However, that means that this upcoming week, we're going to see a lot more of Mike White, and we're also going to see Joe Flacco coming in to work as well. Last week, Mike White, 10 of 20, 50%, 98 yards, no touchdowns for him. But fun fact, though, Chris Streveler, 6 of 9, 62 yards, and 2 scores for the young man there. The running game, LaMichael Perine led the way, 10 carries, 51 yards, 5.1 average. Receiving core leading the way was Lawrence Cager with 2 catches for an average of 20 yards for 40 yards in total. Two touchdowns for the receiving core, one by Calvin Jackson, the other one by Jeremy Ruckert. And as for the defense, pretty good overall in terms of limiting the rushing, of course. Philadelphia only got 88 yards of the team rushing. However, for the receiving game, they gave up 223, so they need to work on that a little bit for the passing game and whatnot. Because, like I said, even though they didn't get the win, they gave up a good bit of passing yards, so they need to cut that down this upcoming week. So let's talk about this game preview here between the Jets and the Falcons here. Both these teams undefeated, 1-0 on the young season in the preseason. And let's talk about who I think will get the advantage and, most importantly, the win in this one. Joe Flacco is, like I mentioned before with him, he's going to be more than likely the starter for the most of, if not the remaining preseason games, with Mike White in there as well. And also Stephen, like I said. like I said, I guess the Eagles pretty good overall at 311 total yards and 21 points. So they do need to work on that a little bit in terms of just getting the yardage down a little bit. Points, not too bad. They like I said, a good performance here could get some more eyeballs on this Jets team. We all know that they have a lot of young potential, a lot of young players. They had a really good draft, I feel, you know, with some really solid players overall. And if you look at some guys, right, like the Quincy Williams, of course, you know, with Johnson, the nice edge rusher, I think that they, and of course, we all know Sauce Gardner, right? We all know how he's going to deal. I think that they are going to be looking pretty solid. But as for this game against the Falcons, it's going to be interesting to see, however, because the Falcons have that secret weapon in Desmond Ridder. And if he looks like anything like he did last week against the Lions, it's going to be a good day for Atlanta. Now, we don't know if Drake London is going to play. I would maybe say if he does, not much. But like I said, we'll see. But the most important thing is the defense. You got to be able to stop the football. That was the big, big issue last year for Atlanta. And if they want to win this matchup against the Jets, they've got to stop the aerial attack and the running game. That's the most important part. So it's going to be interesting to see who gets the head-to-head matchup here. It's going to be kind of a higher-scoring game. I think both teams are going to come out just guns a-blazing. And, you know, both offenses are clicking. With Joe Flacco being a veteran, he's going to be able to get maybe some more zip on those passes, some more just read the coverage a little bit better against some of the lower-string guys on the Falcons are going to be throwing out there. So I think the Jets are going to come out strong. But I do think that the Falcons, and I think specifically Desmond Ridder, can have a good day. Once again, I got a ton of confidence in the kid, and I think that with the Falcons as well, you know, with himself, hopefully London gets to play, we'll see. And I think the Falcons, I want the defense to do just a lot better because it was just not looking good week one, and that worries me a lot. I think that this team is going to take a step forward overall. Like I said, D. Alford last week, eight total tackles for him, led the way. And also something they need to work on is getting to the quarterback. Last year, they were last in the league in sacks. They only got one against the Lions. We'll see how many they can get against the Jets this week. I'm not expecting too many. But I'm going to go with the final overall score of this one. Like I said, high scoring. I got Falcons 35, the Jets 28. Close ball game, high scoring. I don't expect the defense to look too good for either squad. But I think the offense is going to be rolling like it is always usually in the preseason early on. Because, I mean, we all know it takes a while for defenses to get set and to get in a good rhythm. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So I think let's get Falcons 35, Jets 28. I want to hear what your prediction is in this score here for this game this upcoming week. Like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Landers. If you enjoyed this video, if you enjoyed this preview, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook and YouTube, like I mentioned. And of course, check out our podcast, anywhere this podcast, each and every single day, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc., etc. Go over there, leave us a review, and check us out. And also, if you have a suggestion for an upcoming episode, we would love to hear it. Just put it in the comments, and we will put it into our rotation for a future episode. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.